Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, what do you get when you mix a sunny spring day and a neighborhood ball game? How about a baseball right through your window pane?
That's true. But whether it's an actual break, a crack, or other types of damage, you can replace that window pane yourself. Somebody who's not a pain is here to tell us how to do just that. It's Tom Silva, the general contractor for TV's This Old House. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Now, what's the best way to take the pain out of the window pane project?
Well, the best way to take the pain out of the window pane project is, first of all, you want to make sure you have safety equipment on. Safety glasses and gloves, a must. All right.
Now, can you replace a window pane? Is there a difference here between, say, a typical single pane window and a double pane window? Is there one you can do, one you can't do?
Well, single pane windows shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Double pane windows are insulated windows. You usually have to get it custom made to fit the opening. And in some cases, you can't even do it. You have to get, if your window sash is broken, you're not going to replace the pane, you're going to replace the sash. Mm-hmm.
So that might be a situation where you have to essentially order the part.
Yes.
But if we just have some single pane glass in a wood window, what's the best way to extract all those pieces and then sort of reset the pane?
Once you have your equipment on and you're ready to roll, you have a rag and a hammer is always nice. You can go up there with a rag and a hammer and tap the rag. I like to sometimes put duct tape on the glass, too, okay. And that keeps the shards from blowing all over the place. And once you've got pieces that you can grab and take out, always start at the top of the window and pull the pieces out. So if you start at the bottom and you pull a piece out, you don't want the upper piece to fall out and cut you.
Right. Mm-hmm. It can stab you.
Start at the top, work your way down.
Gravity counts.
Exactly, exactly. And you get it all the window, all the glass out of the sash, and now you've got to start cleaning up the glazing or the putty. Clean that all up, drag a scraper in there and get all the putty out nice and clean down to the raw wood. Now, before you set the window in there, you obviously have to measure for the glass. You want to make the glass a little bit smaller than the opening. Now you're ready to start putting the glazing in, but before you even do that, you want to prime the wood. Now you can use a wood primer, or you can use a linseed oil to oil the wood. The reason you want to do that is because you don't want that raw wood to draw the linseed oil out of your glazing. Mm. It will dry it out and cause it to crack.
Oh, interesting. So you're really just stopping the absorptive qualities of the wood at this point.
Exactly.
And making sure that once you apply that glazing putty, that it stays pliable and does the sealing job and the adhering job that you really needed to do.
Exactly, exactly. The glazing is doing a couple of things. It's holding the glass in place. Well, actually doing three things. It's holding the glass in place. It's keeping the rain out, and it's keeping the air out mm-hmm. between the glass and the sash. So that's important that it's a nice, tight fit. And you don't want the glazing to fall out.
And now that you're getting ready to put in the new pane of glass, what do you do with that putty? Do you essentially need to make it into like a roping?
Yeah, you want to work it with your hands. Roll it back and forth just like you make dough, you know, make a snake.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
roll it back and forth. While it is soft and warm, you can just push it right in that. That's called a rabbet. You can lay it right onto that rabbet, and then you're going to have a nice bead. Push it around with your thumb, whatever you have to do. Take the glazing and lay it into that wet glazing compound or putty, and work it back and forth till you get a nice seat there. You want to make sure that you have a nice, even size on the inside. You scrape away all the excess putty. Now you want to take these little metal
points.
That's window points.
The window points.
And you just slide them right in on the surface of the glass, right into the wood. That holds the glass in.
Those are very handy to have. Too,
Very handy, and they
actually embed themselves into the final glazing coat, right?
Looks,
so you don't
like
see
a, looks like a little arrowhead with points
right.
going in both directions.
And that's acting like a wedge.
Right.
Yeah, it acts like a wedge that drives into the wood. That's
we
right.
use them in picture framing, too, sometimes.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's different types. They actually have a type that's totally flat.
Right.
And there's another type that actually is flat with two little pieces sticking up that you can actually take your putty knife and push the tip into the wood. So they once that's in place and it's holding it, now you're going to reglaze again the outside of the window on top of the glass and covering the points.
Now, you mentioned a putty knife. A glazing tool comes in pretty handy if you have to do a bunch of these, doesn't it?
Yeah, glazing tools are pretty nice, yeah.
Because it helps you with the putty knife function of being able to push those window points in, and then also sort of the troweling function
nice
of pressing, getting the angle to get the clean edge when you're done.
Right, right. But if you're like me, being a Yankee, you're cheap. You don't want to go buy that tool. You, so you're going to use whatever you got. But then you're just going to force the glazing compound into the window, and then you're going to take the puttying tool and hold it at about a 45-degree angle, start in the corners, and work your way out, make it nice and smooth.
Now, tell me, what about finishing the project? Do I have to wait a certain amount of time to let everything cure and really adhere well, or can I go right ahead and paint it?
Yeah, you want that glazing compound to skin over. You don't want to paint right away. That oil is in that there, and the paint's not going to stick very well anyway. So you want to make sure that it skins over, so usually a couple of days is a good idea. But you also want to make sure that when you paint over the glazing compound, a little bit of a line, about not even a 16th of an inch of the paint should actually touch the glass.
And then the final thing you should do is find the baseball and give it back to the kids, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Send it through your window. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great advice.
My pleasure.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For your local listings and some great step-by-step videos on projects you can do around your house, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.